ahead and get this meeting going. Tyrone, I can't see you. Are you rolling? Should I count it down? No, we're on. We're live. Okay. I'd like to call the June 3rd Economic Development Planning Education Employment Arts and Agriculture Committee meeting to order. Can we call the roll?
Chair Sperry.
Here.
Deputy Chair Litz.
Here.
Legislator Clinton.
Here.
Legislator Corcoran.
Here.
Legislator Hewitt.
Here.
Legislator Stewart.
Here.
Legislator Wallace.
Here.
You have a full complement.
Amazing. Legislator Litz, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
It would be my honor to do so. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Just a quick reminder on meeting structure, priorities given to committee members for discussion and questions. Resolution sponsors are also given priority, and it's up to the chair's discretion to open the meeting to non-members. So first we need to approve the May 6, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Is there any questions or discussion? Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
All in favor? First, I'd like to have Cornell Cooperative Extension Director Forstrom give us a little bit of information about the upcoming ag tour with for elected officials. She has another meeting this evening, so we're happy to have her here while she's here.
I mentioned, thank you, last month that we were inviting you to an ag tour, and that's to kind of help everybody to understand the value of both our CCE ag team as well as the regional ag team that this committee voted last year to help us to begin to fund our share of. So we are doing that. We've been in conversations with UCAT, and we are hoping to have you all on July 8th with a rain date of the 9th. I'm going to pass around. I didn't bring for everybody. At the cozy tables, it did seem nice, but I have two, so I can pass these along. Maybe
we're going to email this out, too. Perfect. We have.
Wonderful. And I will also make sure to get Victoria something tomorrow to go out to you all as well. I did just want to also take an opportunity. I had been asked by various legislators and heads of office just about federal impacts. I did want to just share where a few things that have come up in the last week or two. So our SNAP Ed budget is eliminated at this point as it stands. Here in Ulster County, that would affect one employee who does deliver programming to low-income individuals to help them eat healthy on a budget, serves thousands of people every year. So we are doing what we can to get organized around that, but that has the potential to have an impact on our office. And we did just receive word that in the president's budget, there have been significant cuts to USDA funding, which include eliminating all of the Hatch Act, which is research funding, and slashing Smith-Lever funding by about 50%. So what we don't know is how that's going to impact us at the county level. At a state level, that would be devastating, particularly to research grants through Cornell. So this is really hot off the press, like I learned this today. So I don't have a ton of answers, but I wanted to at least make you all aware that we are trying to figure out how to appropriately advocate within our structure, which is apolitical and subgovernmental, but also this has the ability to really gut cooperative extension, not just here, but really nationwide. So wanted to make you all aware, and I will be in touch as we continue to get more information and meet with our leaders.
When will the person who works in the SNAP program, I mean, when is that person terminated?
As of right now, the funding is through September 30th.
Oh, it's through September 30th, okay.
Right now, that bill is in the Senate. So I know our board president already contacted Congressman Ryan. when it was in the House, and we've been working with our board members to advocate as they feel is appropriate. But yes, so as of right now, we would do our best to keep her on for at least a little bit. We've done nutrition programming in this county for 30 plus years. We've really almost never not had a nutrition program as far as I'm aware. So we know the need is there. She's in constant demand, and does a great job and has quite a bit of hustle. So it'd be really a loss to lose her.
So between our state representatives and the county itself, hopefully we can find some way to keep that person.
I'd love that. And we're going to work with you. And, you know, if we were working within different, you know, schemes, we could also do some fee for service for those who are able to contribute and try to get creative. But I figured an early letting everybody know on the early side of things was better than worse.
Great. Thank you.
I think what I love about that program is how much fun is involved, and she does a great job of getting families excited about food and nutrition and health. But I'm wondering, with the research cuts, would that affect you in 2026?
So what's hard to say is cooperative extension at the state level is completely funded by Smith-Lever almost entirely. So we don't know how that will affect us because we do have a statutory relationship with Cornell. What I don't know is what they're going to do about that. I can say in our budget, we receive $12,000 directly, which is a small part of our budget at this particular point. And we receive about $60,000 to help administer the business services we provide to seven counties, which is another kind of shared business model that we've done for cost saving over the years, because Smith-Lever has been static for the better part since the 90s, essentially. So they've been receiving almost the exact same amount. So year over year, they've been trying to figure out, you know, have had to cut things as there has been no increase. One other thing I should just say about that is there is less, one of the things that's being framed is that they're promoting competition through grants, but our folks who know federal grants well are saying that the grant programs are also being cut. So there's definitely less total funding. It's not simply a cost saving mechanism. That has been clearly explained within our group.
Thank you.
But Hudson Valley Lab would also, I'll just speak up on behalf of my colleagues. I mean, a lot of their funding, most of their funding comes through there. So the lab that's been doing a bunch of, you know, pest and invasive research. So they are working, they are activating their growers at this point, and they are saying we need to be advocating because that is the majority of, and the unique thing about the Hudson Valley Lab is that it's owned by, am I getting this straight? Somebody correct me, please. Probably hurt you know if I'm saying this incorrectly. But there's ownership from the farmers in our county of the lab as well. So
That's right.
So, you know, they have that. Again, I got this hot off the press. Actually, Jared was the person who had let us know. We haven't actually even received the information from Cornell Cooperative Extension Administration directly, but I've been seeing it in a couple different places, and apparently it is at least quasi-public at this point. So wanted to give you all the information as I'm learning it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, so moving into our agenda and resolutions. The first resolution is resolution number 127, approving the execution of a contract for $100,000 entered into by the county, Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District, Department of Environment, Department of Planning. Just to give you a little bit of why it's here again, it was originally brought to us in April. We passed it out of our committee. It went to Ways and Means. They postponed it because the Soil and Water Conservation District Board had not yet met to vote on the contract. Since then, they met and they voted against the contract. So it came back to us from Ways and Means. So there are two options. And I've spoken to Legislator Litz already, but the most, I think the best option at this point is for Legislator Litz and I to withdraw the resolution. Any questions, Legislator Nolan?
I would support your doing that, and I think you also need Legislator Stewart since he was added on.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
Okay, great. Okay, so do we need to vote on the withdrawal? Okay, so 127 has been withdrawn. Moving on, we're going to resolution number 287, which is approving the 2025-2026 Ulster County Community College budget for SUNY Ulster. And this approves the Ulster County Community College budget with the tuition increase. And everybody should have this printout in front of them if they have any questions. And Michael is here. Do you want to say anything? Just press the button and yeah, perfect.
Since at all the different meetings, there's been different presentations. I just made a quick reconciliation for what was presented at your committee compared to where we are today, which is matching up to my last presentation to the full legislator. The major difference is surrounding the SUNY Reconnect program. We're still learning more as things come out. It appears that there is a total of $208,000 that will be for SUNY Ulster as part of it. One piece of it is $108,000, which will be a grant. And then it appears $100,000 will be a base floor level funding that could go on year after year as well. The grant is unlikely to continue, but the other piece will continue.
Okay.
At least as it looks right now until New York State officially puts everything out. The other thing is we had an increase in the original budget of $85,000, and we have increased out-of-county revenue by an additional $75,000 based on new information and the ability since the budget was changing. So that number is more in line with a 3% increase in growth, which is what we were estimating. But I still think we can beat that because that doesn't take into consideration the spring semester that was canceled at the prison. So that's really the difference of it, and just some other small items. So.
Any questions or discussion from the members?
I'll make a motion to adopt.
I'll second it, and I'd like to be added as a sponsor.
Alan,
I would like to be added as a sponsor of this too, please.
Same. Add me as a sponsor.
Sure.
Do you want to be added?
I don't want to be left out.
And I'm not on your committee, but can I be on it?
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Right. Next is resolution number 288, authorizing the refinancing of the pilot mortgage entered by the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency and Landmark Preservation LP regarding the premise located at 295 Broadway and 1 Albany Ave, Kingston, New York. The original pilot between the IDA and Landmark was approved in 2018. Landmark wishes to refinance a loan, and the IDA attorney and county attorney determined that the resolution is required. Any questions or discussion?
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution number 289, adopting the Ulster County Ag and Farmland Protection Plan and submission thereof to the New York State Commissioner of Ag and Markets for approval, Department of Planning. This adopts the Ulster County Ag and Farmland Protection Plan. Ulster County Farmland Protection Board approved the plan on January 6, 2024. The legislature held a public hearing on March 18, 2025. There were three speakers, all supported the adoption of the plan. Discussion or questions? there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Moving on to resolution number 290, this is authorizing the continuation of Ag District Number 3, Rondout Creek, towns of Hardenberg, Marbletown, Olive, Rochester, Rosendale, and Wawarsing, Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Moving on to resolution number 291, authorizing the Department of Planning to submit an application to the U.S. Department of Transportation, USDOT, for funding under the Safe Streets and Roads for All SS4A program to perform a comprehensive analysis of road safety for all users, Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. No discussion?
Oh, you're moving it for discussion?
Is this for one particular, there's nobody here, particular project, or is this a countywide effort?
Who?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, I'm gonna vote yes, I just wanted to know if there was a particular.
I'll just give you the information that I have. It says authorizes the planning directors to submit an application to the USDOT for a planning grant for the SS4A program for up to $500,000 to provide a comprehensive road safety program that will allow the county and municipalities to seek implementation funds to improve road safety for all users. And there's around a $100,000 county share. I don't know if that helps.
It could be designated for one project, or it could be a study countywide, or could go out for solicitation for improvements countywide, but it doesn't stipulate it. But I'm a yes. All the money we can get.
Yeah, I agree.
For safety is great.
I'm going to be a yes, as legislator Litz, I'm going to be a yes regardless. I just had some, it's a shame there's no one here to answer the question, because I'm sponsoring legislation to try to get bike lanes on bridges. So, and that's updating the pedestrian and bicycle policy from 2009. So, I guess I will find the answer to my question elsewhere. So thank you.
I mean, yeah, it's comprehensive analysis of off-road safety for all users. I'm hoping all means all.
From what I know of this program, this is countywide and is all.
Okay. Well, we'll hold them to it. So is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can we just make a note to email him? Yeah. All right, resolution number 292, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $25,000, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county medium giant company, DBA Medium Giant, Department of Tourism. This amends the contract with marketing and advertising firm Medium Giant to add $25,000 for campaign to promote sustainable tourism in Ulster County by showcasing biking in Ulster County on rail trails and accessing and stopping in towns along the way.
I'll move it.
I'll second with a question.
Okay.
It seems that we had an addition to a contract with Medium Giant 2 or 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. This is different?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There we go. That was for the accessibility grant. That was grant funding. This is $25,000 that we're going to take from a different line in our budget, and we'd like to move it over to them so that they can do asset collection for us, so that we can really dedicate ourselves to being a destination for bikers, and they would like to try to capture that in the fall foliage. Otherwise we'd be a whole nother year behind. So yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Legislator Nolan.
Just so excited for this to be brought forward for this, and want to mention for everyone who doesn't know, not only would this deal with this will deal specifically with the rail trails, but Ulster County is increasingly a destination for mountain biking as well. And though it's not one for one, there's a lot of overlap, and this kind of attention will help with popping out what's starting to happen with our mountain biking. I was able to, just in the past month, tour the new mountain biking trails at the Shandaken Wild Forest, which is up near Bel Air. They haven't had a formal opening yet. Maybe Lisa will tell us, you know, I'm sure she'll tell us when that's going to happen.
We're waiting.
there's a soft opening. People can go ride on them. And we have that. We have the Bluestone Wild Forest. We have the biking, mountain biking up at Windham. We have Lippman Park. And we are being called the Vermont of New York in terms of mountain biking. Which Vermont being a mountain biking mecca for the whole country. So Ulster County is really going on the map with our mountain biking, and the tie-in with the rail trails is just excellent.
Parks and Trails New York picked Kingston as the place for to have their annual conference this year based on our extensive trail network and them coming through already once a summer to as they do the Empire State Trail, and really a feature of their conference is using our trail system for it. So we're super excited about that. And interestingly, I had a gentleman, and I'm just going to hand these to you guys to just quickly look at, but these are little booklets that one is for Santa Fe and the other one is for the for Maine. A gentleman happened to be here for family reasons. He creates these. These are off-road guides to like an entire region. And he came in and said, you guys are Santa Fe. That was he hadn't been here before. It was really cool.
Well, but, as a native New Mexican, I take that as a great compliment. So. and if I may,
yes,
I just wanted to share a
personal
anecdote. I have had multiple family visiting from out of state, and I've gone to the Ashokan Rail Trail twice, which is hard to say, in the last few weeks. And both of my relatives who were visiting were just blown away. So, our trail network is an amazing resource.
I'm always blown away when I go there. That's one of my favorite places in Ulster County.
Absolutely.
It's so beautiful.
I have a question.
Yes.
So this, I just wanted to make sure that this was the continuation of what you had put in the presentation in October.
It's been modified.
It's been modified.
It's been modified quite a bit. And so what you see in this presentation, and even production plan details, this was before we sat back down with them and modified exactly what we're doing. So we are not going to have people on streets. We are not going to be asking people to bike into Woodstock because there's no safe way right now to do that. We're not going to film it. We're not going to do it. We will be looking, though, very much at the Ellenville corridor because now there's all these connections and there wasn't when this was first proposed. And we're even hoping to figure out a way to really make sure that the town of Shongunk, the Walk Hill part of the Walk Hill Valley Rail Trail, is encouraged, because we do a lot of promoting of the access from New York City from the walkway over the Hudson, and not so much, and that has a lot of love right now, but we can really spread people into that town of Shongunk, Walk Hill, Gardner area that we aren't doing as good a job right now. So that's more the vision, really, like where they're gonna be has really morphed, and making sure that they're not on roads.
Gotcha. And so is this mostly gonna be like print marketing?
Nope.
Okay.
They are coming here to capture video. Oh. So we've got the people who they're working with do something called they're the organizers of something called Tulsa Tough, mm-hmm. which is a 3-day event that takes place in Tulsa. It has a Grand Fondo and all this other stuff, but they have like some sort of, it's beyond a GoPro. I don't understand what it is. And they're going to be capturing mostly video for us to be using on our website, in social media. And we're like trying to think of other cool ways that we might be able to promote it, to get it out there beyond YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, really like doing little YouTube shorts is really what they're thinking they're going to do with this. So this is mostly digital.
Okay, great. Legislator Stewart.
I just had a question for Director Berger. I was so excited by the resolution mm-hmm. and by the little brochures and telling my little story that I didn't really ask you the little brochures that you just passed around. Is that something that we're going to do here? Or
I'm hoping that in 2026 that we're able to do that as an add-on to this. So we're hoping to build us as a bike destination. I spent some time today on a presentation where they talked about overall visitation trends and the impact of Canada. And believe it or not, although Ulster County, they had numbers from Ulster County in this, although only 2% of our visitation is from Canada, they spend quite a bit of money when they're here.
Not anymore.
So exactly, which was very concerning. We think that biking, that this kind of biking into our beautiful areas is distinguishing for us. And what happened to us is when we leaned into hiking, all of our neighboring counties are now doing that. They all have hiking trails. They're all doing this and that. So we're going to go biking. That's what we're doing. And we're hoping that that our neighbors to the north who love being outdoors will see it and want to come back. But more importantly, I think that we do have the potential to be a destination nationwide. So that's what we're hoping for.
And I was wondering if, I mean, I realize you probably don't collect data constantly, but I was wondering if you have seen any change in our tourism numbers from last year, considering what we just discussed with Canada and other places.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough market. It's going to be a tough season. Our April, late March and April numbers are below the trend for the past 2 years. You know, there's some nationwide data that's showing that people are going to take summer vacations, but really what this is a good time for the department to do is think about where we're going to look forward and do that. And, you know, and hopefully everything settles down and people feel like, and you know, even nationally, that people feel like traveling more. The thing I saw is, you know, right now, 24% of all people are still considering if they're going to take a summer vacation. So that's hard.
Well, thank you for that. And I guess that constant rain has not really helped either.
Yes. It's been terrible. That's it.
So we only have the contract. So can you share the presentation with us?
Yes, sure. I don't know how that happened. It went in with the resolution as backup, but I will send it to you guys.
Okay, that'd be great.
And it went to contract management that way.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know what happened.
We would love to see it.
Yes.
Legislator Walls.
I have a general question, maybe Director Berger or someone else in the room knows the answer to. That from the hamlet of Walk Hill in the town of Shongham going north to Gardner is an abandoned rail line, mm-hmm. but it's adjacent to or goes through the state prison property. Is there anything in motion to connect that corridor?
Not that I know of. That they have not. There's the same problem in Ellenville with. I don't remember the name.
I heard
Eastern.
That one over by Eastern got.
They went around.
Somehow got approved, or they
to go around.
Okay,
yeah, it's mostly completed.
Yeah, is what happened. But it's certainly something that I can discuss with Director Doyle, because they do so much of this work developing the trails, and I think it is important, and you know that for helping that part of that part of our county
would actually go from town of Montgomery Village of Walden,
right,
all the way up to Gardner, New Paltz, and beyond.
Right. That would be great.
All the way to Canada, really.
Why don't they just come here?
I mean, it is a two-way street, you know? Legislator lit.
Both of those sections are under study right now.
Thank you.
Do I hear a motion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, new business. You guys were sent an email earlier today with a press release from Executive Director Wiedemeyer highlighting a stream bank restoration project along the Wallkill River in New Paltz. The press release is also available in the OneDrive. It looks like this. Okay. Old business. IDA Annual Economic Development Community Event is this Thursday from 5 to 7:30 at the Hudson House on Route 9W in West Park. Melanie had mentioned the Ag Tour coming up for Tuesday, July 8th with a July 9th rain date. And then a reminder of the Ulster County Fair on Tuesday, July 29th through Sunday, August 3rd. And our elected official tour will be taking place on Wednesday, July 30th with delicious milkshakes and a tour of the 4-H barn. Any questions? Is there a motion? Wonderful.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.